Okay.
Don't okay. listen to Brad's ideas. You know, this is strange. Can you hear?
Hello?
Kind of.
Okay.
Do I need to turn your headphones
no,
up?
No, we don't need to be turned up.
No.
Oh, the headphones?
We really only need this for the colons.
Yes.
Otherwise, I can hear you guys both fine. Because I have two ears.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. This is such an interesting podcast.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, that's weird, because I can't even hear me now.
I can hear you because you're sitting like 2 feet away from me.
Oh, Skaggy, we better get out of here.
What?
Dan can't hear what we're doing.
I know. Yeah, how come you can't hear it?
I can. You're sitting like less than a foot away from me, and he's sitting like 3 feet
no,
away from me.
No, you're way over there.
No, you're
over
like
there.
Way over there. What
I'm
are you
not.
Talking about? You're way over there in a tin room.
You need to come over here, Dan.
I am here.
Come on,
no,
Dan.
No, over here.
Over here. Come on. Hurry up.
Can you hear us now? Come over here.
I can hear you.
Dan, walk towards the light.
I am.
Dan, keep coming. Closer.
We gotta get this show started.
I'm here.
Get closer.
I'm here.
Oh. There you are.
Oh, that was
come on.
Oh, wow.
Honestly.
Oh, good.
Enough of that.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I gotta shuffle on the radio with rat face. And I got two blind squirrels in the morning.
So I want one of those recorders things, that one of those boxes like Big John has, that has, it's a headphone amplifier.
Yeah.
And I found one. It's $35.
Woohoo. So then we don't have to do this anymore?
Yes, exactly. So
this
you don't
is
have to
very
do that
uncomfortable.
Anymore. You have to share the headphones. But yeah, it's cool. You can put four headphones on it,
uh-huh.
You know, or speakers like I got. And then they all have their individual volume control. So you can control how loud your headphones are, and I can control how loud my headphones are.
You notice he's talking very controlled and calm.
Yeah,
it doesn't
he's trying
sound
to sell
like
it.
Him at all.
What do you mean?
He's trying to. He's like putting on the salesman.
Yes, he thinks people are going to send him money for it.
No, I don't. No, I have money for it. I just got to find one.
Why are you being so calm? Is it because I don't have my headphones on? He doesn't sound like himself.
Why did you cut the music off?
Well, where'd it go?
I was telling you about the headphones.
Why didn't you wait until the music was finished?
Well, that was rude.
We like the music.
Well, fine.
Oh, yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Ready.
Also, there's this blue one.
Wait until the end of the music.
And you can see, and it comes, and it has.
Wait until the music. Please finish the music.
Battery.
Pretty please. Thank you, Brad.
I thought this was my show, but not.
It is. It's all about you, but it's also.
On demand, it's all right.
So on today's show, we're gonna. It's all about you, man. It's all about you, the listener. We got 9 call-ins, and we need to get through them. So
we had to do a lot of counseling for Brad to be okay
in the
with
morning,
that.
People radio on demand, it's all right.
I heard your comment, and I don't appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get right to it, right?
Okay.
I didn't. Oops. You know what? I closed the email that said what all these different ones were.
All your hard work, Dan.
I know.
All your
that's
hard
why
work.
I write them.
Oh, well, vamp.
And then he just goes and deletes them.
We'll vamp for a minute there. Here we go. Nope, you're, that's the wrong one.
You're a vamp? What?
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 Huh?
What is wrong with you?
Is all this crackling from the headphones getting on here?
No.
Okay.
He can hear properly because he gets to listen through both ears.
There we go. Chipmunk.
Okay.
Number one.
Let's go.
Okay, back over here to Chipmunk. Oh, you know what? When you pull them in, you have to turn the volume up.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, really?
Hello, squirrels. This is Chipmunk. Yes, that's my code name now.
Code name?
Yeah.
We have code names for people?
I'm Peanut.
Yeah, I gave him that name, remember?
I thought that was your nickname.
Yeah, it's a
What's
code name.
What's your nickname?
Apparently, they call me Peanut. Without the E-A, it's just P and then nut.
Everybody has to have a squirrel type
yes.
name. A forest name. A forest name, we'll call it.
Okay.
It's a forest name.
And his is Chipmunk.
His is Chipmunk.
I was listening to Lucky Creep. Yeah, I know I'm a little behind. And
yeah, what's up with that? You can't be calling about shows that are like 2-3 weeks ago.
I don't even remember the show.
It was
I've
about,
had 3 people call about it. I don't remember it.
It was a very popular show because a lot
Apparently.
Of people have called about it. We've got to remember we should do more shows on luck and creeps. Crepes.
Okay.
Sam, oh man, hang on.
Hello?
What you doing?
Hello? Hello? Sure. Did you go away? Hello?
Chipmunk?
Hello, Chipmunk. Chipmunk. All right. Oh, well, there you are.
He's trying to race me. Anyways, Brad, you gave a shout-out to one of our new members, and I kind of felt left out because you didn't give a shout-out to me. Or...
Oh, here we go. It's the
jealousy. What is up with
thing.
That? This person gets a mug, so I should get a mug. This person gets a shout-out, but I didn't get a shout-out.
We gave him a shout-out before. That's when I gave him his name. Alvin the Chipmunk.
I understand that, but why is he upset?
I don't know.
Me neither. Maybe he missed that show.
You should understand.
I don't know.
I got a shout-out way back.
You got a shout-out?
I got a title.
Hey, you did?
A title?
New Zealand shout-outs. That's the title. So I got a shout-out because I was from New Zealand.
So he remembers it. Evidently, these shout-outs are very important to people.
Apparently.
So we need to keep track of making sure we give shout-outs to people.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the easiest way for you to remember that is for people to ring in.
I have a neck ache.
Yeah, if you ring in, you're guaranteed to get a shout out.
Pretty much.
If you put in, you get out. You put in, you get out. You see what I'm saying? See how that works?
In, out, neck ache.
Well,
take the headphones. It's okay. I will just listen to
you have to hear them. You won't know what's happening.
I can hear judging by your response.
No, you can't.
I can just lean in close. That's fine. Your neck is more important than my ability to hear.
Hold on, everybody. We got to fix this. This right here right now. We're just gonna take this off. We're gonna just take this off here.
Okay.
Everybody hold your ears in case this like goes.
Yeah, we don't want it to pop. Please don't pop. No, it didn't pop. That's good.
I can't hear myself.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Where'd I go?
Oh look. Oh, speakers.
You're in the speakers.
Hey. No.
But you might make sure the speakers are behind the microphones or it'll whistle.
Okay. I'll make sure.
Okay.
Yes. Is that better?
Yeah.
I don't know. I still can't hear.
I don't know. You can't hear what?
I don't know.
Can you hear me saying this?
Yes.
All right, then. That's all you need. Well, we got to see if we can hear the phone call now.
Oh.
Many people that joined after me. So I think a new rule should be established that if you're going to give a shout out to new members, you got to give a shout out to all future members. That will make you go.
Wait. Oh, okay. That's not going to work.
No.
Okay. Let's bring the headphones.
Pause the show.
That's fine.
Pause the show.
Okay.
Nothing but a little American ingenuity.
Yeah.
A little duct tape, some wire snippers, and we're good to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
No more neck ache.
Yes.
We have three headphones.
Yay.
Yay.
We are high tech.
High tech. Okay. Here we go. Let's go now back to the call where Chipmunk is complaining because...
You didn't get a shout out.
He didn't get a shout out, but he also just said that I should give shout out to future members, all future members.
But I did give him a shout out before.
Well, I don't think we commented on the fact that he'd called in. I don't know. Did we give him a shout out?
Yeah, because that's where he got his name.
I think he forgot that he got a shout out.
I think we did because that's where I gave him Alvin the Chipmunk. Remember? And you said, okay,
listen to it.
You made fun of me for calling him that.
This is true.
So I don't remember a lot, but I remember that.
I remember that.
Selective
so let's address the other problem. He says we should give a shout out to all future members.
Yes.
So let's do that now.
Okay.
So, shout out to all you future members.
Shout out.
I think he means individually.
Well, how are we supposed to know who's going to be a future member?
Because
now.
Because you're supposed to pay attention.
Every time a new member joins the forum, you're meant to say hello to them. Because they're obviously joining the forum because they listen to the podcast.
Oh. Are you sure? People
Most
listen?
Of them are. Yes, people listen. I listen.
People listen?
Yes.
To this?
Yes.
Other than, like, Gracie and you?
Yes.
And... Me?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That's very weird.
Hmm.
Welcome to the world of internet
Why?
Radio. Because you're funny.
Oh.
And because you're interesting. And you talk about stuff.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I just thought they want to see how we could screw up another podcast.
No.
All right. Well, let's go back to Alvin then. He's not very happy with us right now.
I want to make you go in the past and give shout outs to all of us who have joined since then.
Okay, so you want to go in the past?
Yeah.
And you want to give out all? There's 84 members. Should we give a shout out to all of those? I can do that real quick. Hold on. Let's see here.
Oh boy.
There's 84 members on the social site. Now there's like 200 on the community site. Do I need to go through those two?
No, I don't think you need to go through any of them.
You just want me to do the ones on the social site? Because that would be
So he's on the social side. Is that why I don't ever see him posting on the forum?
I guess so.
Which, by the way, I've been posting on.
Yes, you have.
Oh, cool. Okay, well, first off, let's shout out to the new members. Which, let's see, let's start with,
we're not
Billy.
We're going to get through so nine colons if he does this.
TD, Sean,
he's really doing
Confalon.
Who?
K. Confalon?
No, before that.
Sean? From Cole Camp, Missouri.
Okay.
Bonnie Hogan.
Hi, Bonnie.
Yeah, it's Bonnie. Delmas C. Knight Jr. So
Hey.
That's a name and a half. He's from Guam.
Cool. Ooh,
yeah. He's got a heck of a name there.
My grandpa was in Guam. Just thought I'd tell you.
Woohoo! Did you know him? Delmas, did you know his grandfather?
Back in 1943.
Wow. Blake. How you doing, Blake? McCreary.
Blake, I like that name.
McCreary. He's really going to do this. I'm going to go get something to drink.
McCreary 74 from Newark, Delaware. Joel McLaughlin.
Hey, any relation?
Any relation to who?
Sarah.
Sarah McLaughlin?
Could be a cousin or something.
It's not. What are you doing? What are you doing there? Turn it down. It's too loud. I did. I just turned it down. Ah, okay. Joel McLaughlin, Patricia Hogan from Silver Springs. I have a feeling it's kin to John as well. Scott from Media, Pennsylvania. He has no hair.
He doesn't?
No.
He's like a bald man, like Reese likes bald men?
Evidently so, yes.
Mm.
TD, Billy, Scott, Bubba. Bubba?
Bubba. Are you Bubba because you're a brother or Bubba because you're a Bubba?
Bubba from Tempe, not Temple.
Tempe, Arizona?
Yeah, remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mike, Scott, Roche? R-O-C-H-E.
Roche.
Roche. Kai Dan. Kai dot Dan. Or Kentucky Dan, I guess is what that's supposed
Kentucky
to be.
Kentucky Dan.
Yeah, Kentucky Dan. How there, Kentucky Dan. Dr. Cheese, Casco. Sandra Alger? Sandra Alger.
Okay. Alger?
She doesn't say where she's from. Momoko, a.k.a. Ann Chawa. She's from Singapore. Remember?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kan Foley? How do you pronounce this? K-E-A-N-A-N. From Louisville, Texas. I've talked to him, but anyway.
Kinda?
I'm not sure.
Bald, is he still going?
Yes.
Bald man.
There's K-T-L-N, no ice in your drink.
That's because it would make too much
Rebecca
noise.
Rebecca Funky Socks. Kevin Anderson.
Funky Socks?
Yeah, she has Funky Socks.
Is she related to Dan?
No, but they may hit it off. They both like Funky Socks.
Oh, is she from Texas?
She didn't say United States.
Oh.
Tom C. Alvin. The chipmunk.
There you go, Alvin. Hi, Alvin.
There you are.
Alvin!
Rachel, Dave, Major BMX, Karen Mee, Jim Frederick, Heart Prick Station. I don't know. Linda, Faith. That's you.
Yay.
Amy.
I'm not new.
Marie L.
You're recent.
Rockin' Faux JC. Uh-huh. Kim Dahl. That's Kim. Ruth Ann's Kim. Gary Hughes. Kevin. There's no details there, just Kevin. Brian Bridges, Kristen Witchell, Crocious. He's from way back. Catherine, Josh Tuxedo, Darian Burns, Todd Hatfield, Abby Rainbow, Thermite Sauce, David, Fred, Renata, Joshua Delego, Travis Syke, Petra Crutchfield, Reagan Ash.
Do you think people are still listening to this?
I don't know. They're waiting to hear their name, apparently.
Maybe. It's like
seriously?
This is like watching the credits of a very, very, very boring movie where everybody has the same job. And so
Josiah.
One list.
Oh, it's Josiah, not Joshua. Josiah DeLego. Chris
Josiah
Watson.
Josiah was going to be my
Winston
son's name.
Crutchfield. Ragin' Agin. Mark Groen. Linton. Elfie Nepper. Elfie? Really?
Apparently.
Brad T, Tina, Karen T, Jeremy. We're getting to the core.
Is this
here.
A social site?
Yes. Chelsea Dawn. I like that name. That's a good name for a boat. Chelsea Dawn. Brandy, Perry Graham, Tim Mead, Sarah H, a.k.a. Judy, Chris, the Chris. He's online right now, actually.
Ooh. Hi, Chris, who's online right now.
Yeah. Michigan Charlie, Jen Avilia, Alice Mighty, Steveen, Lottie Daw, Chaz, Dan from NZ.
Hey,
Who could that be? Big John, Jester Hawk, Sammer, Jesus Geek, almost done. I'm on the last page. Gracie, tired. Larry, Ruth Ann Dahl, Brad MC, which is me.
Yes.
And the MLM admin.
There. A big shout out to everybody.
As of today, nobody has been left out.
That's only on the social site. What about on the shout out? What about on the other one?
No.
You've got to be kidding me.
No. Please don't make him do that.
I mean, it's like been forever. I need a nap.
You do.
You should start off with me. Obviously, you come so great.
You want us to start over?
Oh, I got to start over, and I got to put Alvin. I got to do him in alphabetical order. That way, Alvin can come first.
No, Alvin. Seriously.
But if you're going to get a shout out to members, you got to give a shout out to all the new members from that day on. I mean, what would Jesus do?
What would Jesus do if he had a podcast? I've asked myself that question many times.
Probably not read out the list of everybody who's on the site just because you got told to by somebody.
I try to always do what I'm told. I'm a servant leader.
He would say all our names at once.
What would you do, Dan?
Version of our name.
He would say all of your names at once.
Is that what he said?
That's what he just said. He said
He would say his own version of our name in tongue, and you'd be like, "I'm giving a shout out to blah blah blah."
Oh, I could do that.
Yeah.
Your name was in there somewhere.
Even Flower Power was in there somewhere.
All understanding as our own name.
That tickled Faith. What tickled you the most?
I don't know. Flower power.
Hold on, I'm missing what he's saying here.
Version of our name and tongue, and you'd be like, "I'm giving a shout out to blah blah blah," and we'd all understand it as our own name. But since you know we're only portraits of Christ of how we should be, I don't expect you, Brad, to start speaking in tongues on the podcast and saying our names. Okay, I'm over the.
Oops, he said he didn't expect me to do that.
Never underestimate the power of Brett MC.
Well said, sir. Well said.
1 minute, Mill, I'll shut up. Bye.
I like him. I want to meet him.
Yeah, he would be cool. He didn't come to the Squirrel Con.
No. Alvin, but he still got a shout out.
Alvin. You know they're already planning Squirrel Con 09?
Yeah, yes. I saw that today.
Whereabouts is it going to be?
I haven't even caught up on sleep yet. I haven't got all the Squirrel Con members out of my house yet.
Yeah, they're still here.
We're fine.
Can we have a 2 week respite? I'm calling a moratorium, okay? There's going to be a 2 week respite before any plans will be discussed on Squirrel Con.
Gracie's already taken off. Sorry.
I want to do it in Montana. They're all planning New Jersey.
Oh, cool.
Well, I won't be able to make it to either because I won't be able to come here.
What if you do it later in the summer?
I'm praying for your $5,000 loan to be paid off.
If we do it in New Jersey, let's do it later in the summer so it'll actually be warm.
Yeah.
And then you'll be done with your internship and you can come.
And then I won't have to pay for airfares to go home because next time I come here, I'll be kidnapped and left.
That's right. You're not leaving.
Here. You have to say goodbye to your parents next time you come.
Hmm. Apparently.
You should leave all your stuff that you brought with you here. That way when you come back, you can bring a whole nother set of your stuff.
Yeah, and then you have less to bring.
But I have nothing else at home.
That's all you have?
Pretty much.
That's pretty sad.
I'm sorry.
Howdy, guys. It's Bubba here. How you doing?
It's Bubba.
Bubba?
Bubba. Bubba's on the phone.
And then answer to your question, I am doing well. Thank you.
Just listened to the podcast this morning, and, you know, I got to tell you, first of all, you got to warn us. I mean, you know, I'm at work, I had my Java, you know, working hard, I'm listening to the podcast, my earphones, and, you know, then I heard you talk about Bubba from Temple, Arizona, and, well, my monitor and keyboard about wore that coffee and cream that I was drinking. So.
We just like to pause the call so that we can laugh at you.
Well, I want to hear what he's got to say, and I want to laugh over him. That cracks me. It cracks me up when I crack people up.
Yeah.
Good. It's a gift.
I don't think you were cracking him up. I think he was amazed that he heard his name.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, now everybody's heard their name. We've already established that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Everybody better... Uh-oh.
Uh-oh what? What'd you did?
She has a loose thread in her lounge pants.
It's pulling from the bottom. Oh, sorry. Bubba.
Are your pants going to come off?
No, but the string is like
maybe
pulling.
We need to stop the show.
It's like pulling from the bottom.
Next time, warn us. That'd be really cool.
Ooh, okay, shiny. This is a warning. Bubba, I'm going to play your call in this show. So you need to be prepared.
Just so you know, you're going to hear yourself.
Don't take a sip of coffee before you listen to this show. Because if you did, then because you're going to hear your name twice. You're going to hear once when you make the call and once when I go through Alvin's big thing three times, because I went through Alvin's big thing where I listed all the names. And then I went through Alvin's big thing where I listed all the names in tongues.
Yeah.
So which, Flower Power Bubba might have spilt his coffee if he didn't get this warning prior to listening to the show.
Okay.
So it's a good thing I did that.
Mm-hmm.
We're never getting through 9 calls.
No.
Nope.
And, Faith, you were wondering why I'm Bubba. Well, yeah, I have a brother, but that's not really why I'm called Bubba.
Wait, let me guess. He's called Bubba because he likes to blow bubbles. Bubbas. Bubbles.
Because his brother couldn't say brother.
Oh, so he said that wasn't why.
Started getting called Bubba when I was at karaoke because there was another person with my first name.
Is that some kind of martial art?
Karaoke? Is that what he said?
Uh-huh.
He does karaoke? Oh, let's have a call-in karaoke show.
Please play the thing. Please play it. Just please play it.
I started getting called Bubba when I was at karaoke because there was another person with my first name, so they needed a way to tell us apart. So I'm a big guy, and, I sing a lot of country music, so I guess they just figured Bubba fits. So.
Well, sing some for us.
Yeah.
You got to give us a little sample.
We need a little karaoke.
We need a little country. Sing It Was Upside Down When I Got Here. You heard that song?
I think that every day.
That's a good song. This guy is talking to the police officer. It's a country western song. Guy's talking to a police officer. It's by, what's it by? It's by, I forget the guy's name now, Anderson. Tommy Anderson, I think is his name. And he sings, it's a great song. And he's telling the police officer, "Officer, it was upside down when I got here." He's talking about his car.
Right.
And that stop sign was on the windshield when I bought it. It's a good song.
I got stuck with it ever since. And besides, my real name is actually Scott.
Scott.
I don't think he's supposed to tell us that. Now we know his real name.
Wow.
I'm not telling him my real name.
You had two other Scotts on there, so aren't you glad you had a Bubba in the mix?
I am. It makes me feel like home.
They have a lot of Bubbas in Wisconsin?
No, in Texas. This is home. I've lived here for 20 years. What are you talking about?
Okay, you're right.
Just three Scots. Anyhow, like your show. Thanks for the laughs. God bless you, and we'll see you later.
Bye.
I like him. I want to meet him, too.
Hopefully we do get to see him later.
Stop inviting people to our house.
That's my new thing. Now that I've met these people.
So you're not scared anymore.
No, this is my thing. Now that I've met these people, and they're all very normal, nice people, and I like them all.
Yes.
Then I just want to meet them all now.
Okay, because before
it was, I didn't know. It was,
they ain't coming to my house, are they?
It was, what if they're weird? What if they're an axe murderer or something?
I'm not an axe murderer.
You're not?
No. Okay. Way too messy.
Could you pick up an axe? Sorry. He gave me a look.
If it's 6 pounds, that was the... No, 8 pounds.
Hey, Brad and Faith, John here from the Jesus Geek Podcast.
Hey, it's John Wilkerson. We hadn't heard from him in a while.
Hey, JesusGeek.info.
Find over at JesusGeek.info.
Is there an echo in
here?
I just
wanted to share a story about you regarding names.
BubbaGeek.info? That time I got danced.
When I went to high school, there was a guy in my school named J.W. That was his name, J.W., the two letters. That's it.
That's three letters, actually. J-U-U.
J-W.
Right.
No, in America you say W.
W. Like he said W. George W.
His parents named him J.W.
I went. That's not right.
That's unfortunate.
That's, you know, it's initials for his name.
Well, we know a couple. In fact, I like them a lot. And his name is Jodan. Name is Jodan. He named his daughter JD.
Clever.
But it's not initials.
It's J-A-Y-D-Y or something like that. No, or J-A-D-Y-D-E-E. Is that what it is?
J-A-Y-D-E.
Phonetic.
It's a phonetically J-D.
That's cool.
Isn't that cool?
Went to high school in, of course, Texas. So I know all about the weird naming things there in Texas. And this must be where Brad gets this urge to rename everyone and to give everyone a
Shut up, Mermont.
Nickname. Because nobody down there can call you by your name. They have to come up with some kind of nickname for you because...
Yes.
This is true, because when I got here and you were introducing me to people,
yes,
like there was Gracie and Larry and Tim, and this is Dan from New Zealand. Like, I had this extra tag on the end of mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's your name.
Dan from New Zealand.
I almost introduced you as like Dan and Z, and now I call you DG. Because now DG. Like everything is DG.
Because that's what you are in New Zealand.
Yeah.
DG.
So I like that. I like DG. Because it's almost like not even initials. It's like almost like a nickname, DG.
Helen calls him my DG. Big brother, Dan.
Yeah, my big brother, Dan. She's so cute. And, he's right. I have Mac Daddy, Boo, and even Brad is not my real name. It's Bradley. Uh-huh. I mean, but I guess a lot of people get their name shortened, so that's not that uncommon.
Not
but I have...
So I don't. I have Faith.
Faithfully.
I have Faith, too.
Well, that's sugar. Good. I'm glad. Yeah.
And sugar. And darling.
Sugar. You don't call me sugar.
Mommy does. And you have mommy.
Yeah.
You're the only one at this table that gets called mommy.
That's true.
And you have turkey mama.
And turkey mama.
Woohoo!
This is going to be like, now that's your going to be podcast name, Faith. Turkey mama
turkey
McFadden.
Turkey mama McFadden.
I got Brad MacDaddy McFadden.
Seriously, I think that's the best I've ever bowled. 175, that's really good for me.
Okay, let it go.
Just I'm sorry, go. That's really good
you
for me.
You had the bumpers up.
Yeah. It didn't help me get a strike.
Like, your parents didn't give you a good enough name. You know, you got to have...
Go.
You had your name that your parents gave you, and then you have your Texas name, which is just ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous. In Russia, you might have, like, 10 names. Because you have a formal name, you have a family name, you have a surname. I mean, in Russia, you have a lot of names.
Yeah.
So this is not just a Texas thing. This is a sophisticated thing.
Oh.
People know you, and people call you not by some arbitrary name that was given to you by what your parents hoped you might become, like full of grace or something like that. These are people who know you, and it's like your Indian name. They give you a name by how they know you.
Okay.
That's cool.
I mean, these people...
So it's endearing, and it's a social element of Texas because we're so friendly with each other.
You are.
Ain't that right, white bread?
Yeah.
Or just, you Texans, you drive me nuts. I was transplanted there for 13 years, and it drove me crazy because...
Can I tell you that there's...
That explains a lot about him.
Can I tell you that there's a resolution in the Texas Congress?
Yeah.
Called John Wilkerson Day? It's the day he left. It's got almost enough votes to pass the Senate right now.
Because nobody will call anyone by their name.
Golly.
Bye, BM.
Hey, that's BMC to you, sir. Mr. BMC.
Mr. BMC. Wow. You do. Can I point out a sad and disturbing fact right now?
Yes. A sad and disturbing fact.
It's taken us almost half an hour to get through three.
Well,
we have
because
nine.
He spent like 10 minutes giving shout outs to people.
So I wonder what we're going to do tomorrow.
Can you please be careful with what you say in the colons? I have to listen to these and then I give them to him. And I can't edit them.
No.
So I can send them and I can just cringe.
And cringe. That's one
cringe.
Because he's imagining what we're going to do with them.
Dan's job is to sit and cringe.
That's a requirement as an intern.
Let's go. Oh no! What will they do next?
Yes.
Would you like me to go through all the
no
the
no,
forum
no,
names?
No, thank you.
I can do that real quick for you.
Adios, Dios.
Where's the forearm?
She said Vios con Dios.
Vios con Dios. Vios con Dios.
Oh, you have to actually log in to get to that. Brad, Matt, Skeet.
Okay, really?
What's my password?
You're out of time. Sorry, buddy.
Out of time.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Vios con Dios, everybody.
Oh, there we go. Members. Here we go. Members, don't turn my mic off.
Two blind squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.